Alright everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is going to be turned down a little bit, because, yeah, that's a little fucking loud. Can't hear myself think, and it's important, because I've got some things to say. We're playing Graven. You can pick up Graven on Steam, GOG, and I guess the Epic Game Store as well. So at any rate, let's get started. It's an adventure which expects skill in combat, navigation, problem solving, and reading comprehension. Experiment with play styles and take your time. Confirm. Acquire. Measure your skill without strain. Find secrets to survive. Expect punishment. There's only room for error as a grave. There we go. We'll see how this works. Wants a mouse for some reason. Graven. Anyway, yeah, there's some things I want to talk about. First of all, we need to talk about Sora. Sora is really interesting. Sora can make movies. That's really fucking cool. It can only make movies about a minute in length, but it's definitely got some... Why the fuck is this cutting? Like, I got a 4060 card. This shouldn't be doing this. Come on, you unoptimized piece of shit. And charity. Okay, so fuck that. We don't care. I guess you can't. I don't know. Anyway, while this stays broken, I'll continue the talk here. So Sora can make a movie about a minute in length. It can't do an hour, so it's not gonna do a movie. But, it's pretty impressive for what they've shown, which, I mean, is just an Asian woman walking in a city. I mean, that's kind of cool. It shows what it can do. And it's being used by some filmmakers, apparently, and they're trying to regulate it already because they're afraid that Hollywood is going to have a fit when this thing is just given to people. Of course, they're going to get their hands on it anyway, and people are going to try to make their own Star Wars and Marvel and all that, and Disney's going to have a fucking shit fit. But that's just what's going to happen. So I think it's really cool. I've got some books that I might be able to turn into movies with it, because it is a text-to-movie thing, and that would be really cool. So I need one that... didn't have any guidelines, because obviously there's some things in my books that probably won't pass the little Bing test. You know, when you do Bing and say, oh, I'm sorry, this is against our guidelines. So obviously, gonna need an unlicensed or uncensored version of it. Might be a little more difficult at first anyway. Where the hell am I? Can y'all fix your game? I'm on a 4060 card. How many fucking frames am I even getting? Will it show me? Be nice to know. Frame cap is unlimited. Okay. Just broken, I guess. Pardon me. Anyway, like I was saying, guys, the Sora thing looks really fucking cool. It looks like something I definitely want to use, but I'm going to need to see more of it. And I definitely think it will be that thing that kills Hollywood, for better or worse. You know, Hollywood has been churning out a bunch of bullshit here lately. So maybe it takes AI people making the shit they've always wanted to make to basically kick their foot in the door. And a lot of people, like, on, I guess, social media, They have, what is his name? Damn, I can't remember the guy's name. Penguin Zero. Of course, we know what his real name used to be, Moist Critical. And basically on social media, all these people were like, no, 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 don't do that. You're going to put people out of business. Blah, 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 blah. And then someone's like, why don't you hire people to work? And basically, some guy said something like, yeah, but I can't find people that'll work for free. And then another person chimed in and said, yeah, I work in the movie business. You won't find anybody that will work for free. You'll have to pay everybody that you hire. I mean, nobody's going to just stand in anymore. It's going to be really, really hard to get anybody to make a movie. So if it's getting that hard to make a movie with people, then people are just going to start using AI anyway, because indie filmmakers, which are going to use this the most, they're not going to have the money to pay all these people and all these high-budget effects and shit that they'll be able to get with AI. It'll be crazy. And Hollywood's going to be a little scared, and they're going to try to really push it down, and it's going to be a hell of a court battle. Until they start making their own movies in AI, to which the actors are going to get a little scared. So this is going to cause a lot of problems, but it's inevitable. Like Apocalypse says, I am inevitable. AI is inevitable. There's no getting around it. This is not going to go away. It's not going to be shoved back in the bag or the bottle or the box or whatever you want. It's done. It took forever to get to that fucking island. I didn't want to hear him blabber on anyway. Alright. Man, what the fuck is with the... Well, I guess I don't have to worry about him. I don't have to fight everything I see. But damn if this shit doesn't lag. Come on now. This game has graphics that would look great in fucking 2005. Don't tell me that this shit's gonna lag every 5 minutes. They gotta fix this bullshit. Graven is lagging. Anyway, this is supposed to be like a Heretic or Hexen, those kind of games. I fucking loved Heretic growing up. That was a great game. Played the shit out of it. I played it more than Doom. Hexen was fun too, but not as fun to me as Heretic. Ooh, those look familiar. Sorry, but you can't get in the castle. Or whatever the fuck I'm going. Oh good, someone can fight. A priest? You look as much like a prisoner. Nonetheless, we could have used your fighting skill not long ago. We've got a bit of a situation if you take care of it. You can enter the city. Our muck stopped flowing on account of the sick and the dead alike bunching up the swords at a couple of spots. A sword won't be enough. You'll want to light some of the peat barrels to break it all loose. You walk past the door on your way up here, just by the stairs. Is it in here? goal. I don't see nothing, but whatever. Oh, maybe this is it. There we go. A tool to agitate foes, destroy barricades, and melt ice. Ooh, we have a mighty foot! We have a mighty foot! Ah, now that reminds me of something for sure. It's a inferno spell. Cool. Anyway, alright, so like I was saying, the Sora Tech looks like it could be really cool. I definitely would like to get my hands on it, but unfortunately it's probably not something we're going to see till the later part of this year, if not next year. But it's really going to set the internet on fire, I guess you could say, because people are just going to be making everything in that now. Just wait. You're gonna see so many movies being made. It's gonna be crazy. And people are already kind of sort of making their movies without it. I've already talked about how AI movies are starting to get better and better. And I mean like short movies. I'm not talking about, again, full-length feature films. We're not there yet, and we won't be for just a little bit longer. Oh! Right. So how about this? Oh, that's it, really? Just knock him on the head? So what else have we got? Okay, so I got some interesting, well, I don't know if it's what you would consider all that, like, informational, but I was basically talking to a Muslim guy that I work with about the whole situation with Davos and how they want to basically, you know, put the ID. Well, they want to put the chips in our brains and they want us to have a digital ID and all that. And he says to me, he says, well, how are they going to do that? And I said, what do you mean? And he said, look, he said, you are blood and skin. You're not a machine. How can they use a machine to control you? You're not a robot. You're not a machine. And I said, yeah, but they want to have to put these chips in there to control us. He said, they will never do it. And I said, what do you mean? He said, never in a million years. And I said, what do you mean? He said to me, straight up, he said, God will not allow it. I mean, he literally said, he's like, God, he said, don't worry, my friend. God will not allow this. He said, God will absolutely not allow anything like this. As much of technology as man has, as much of intelligence as man has, he took his fingers and he basically showed like a very small, like, you know, when you would, you know how women go and they show, like, oh, that guy has a small dick, and they do that with their hands. That's what he did. He said, this is the amount of knowledge that that men have compared to God. And he said, there is no way God will allow this. He said, yes, the elites are horrible, terrible people. They're doing horrifying things. But God will not allow this. He said, straight up, he said, do not worry. He said, don't. He says, they cannot control you. You are not a machine. And then he went on with this really good, and I hate that I wasn't able to grasp it, but he did this wonderful analogy about a beaver and a fly and some other things, but his accent is so thick that I couldn't catch it, and I felt it was kind of rude to go to the guy and say, you know, I'm not understanding you, because he was explaining it in perfect English. I just really couldn't. You know, like when you talk to somebody for tech support and they're, you know, they have an accent that's so thick that you can't understand them? Because he was telling this really good analogy, this great story about this beaver and this other thing, basically, solidifying his point. But I couldn't understand it. And so, I listened, and I tried to grasp what I could, but it was very hard because he'd already been in the story, and I was just, I was really kind of losing it. But he said, think about that. And I said, yeah, I'll think about it, but, there's really not much to think about because, unfortunately, I didn't really hear it. And it's not his fault. He's from Egypt, very thick tongue, so I couldn't understand that. I was doing my best, but... anyway, he says to me, he said, God will not let this happen. He said, what man knows is nothing compared to God. He will not let this happen. He will not let the technology control us. He says, no matter how advanced the technology gets, it will never get advanced enough to control us. And that, I think, is really interesting. And I said, well, your people, they won't put up with that shit. And I'm kind of right. TFM's talked about this kind of thing. It's like the people over there in Egypt, the Muslims and things, they're not going to let, a technological control come over their people where they can't think, because that's kind of what the Davos people were trying to do, make it so that people can't think by putting a brain chip in their skulls so they can't think and they don't want to vote and all that kind of thing. They won't be able to make decisions except for what the system wants them to do, like that sort of thing, right? But according to him, he says not in 5 years, not in 7 years, not in a million years. This will never, ever, ever happen. I promise you, it will never, ever happen. God will not allow this. And he says, I believe this very firmly. God will not allow this. And I was like, wow. Like, when you're just taken aback by somebody, how they've got such, admirable faith. On an admirable sense. I'm not a very religious man, but that was very powerful, what was displayed in front of me. A man that has such faith in God that he just says, one of those, prophets or something to be like, he wasn't being fearful or angry or anything like that. He just said, do not worry. He said, God will not allow this. He said, I know what they're doing. I've researched what they're doing. But God will not allow it. And I'm like, well, if I said, you know what? I want to be optimistic. Because, as you guys know, I don't want the Davos stuff to go down. I don't want the elites to control the world and stop people from voting and things like that we talked about last night. I want there to be some kind of divine intervention. And if that's what he says here, he says, no, God will not allow this. God will stop this. Then he will. He says, don't worry. He says, don't worry, my friend. God will stop this. He says, they're nothing. And I'm just amazed at the way he said it. He says, but you're not a machine. He said, your blood and your skin. You're not metal. I'm metal in a heavy metal sense, but I'm not a robot, So, that just was really powerful. He's like, well, how can they control this? And he did say one thing. He said, well, look at the ones they have in space. Like, he said, what do you call them? He said, astronauts. He says, yeah, those. He says, think about it. They can go out in space, but they cannot live there. And I said, what do you mean? He's like, they can't live there. They can't go to another planet and live on another planet. They can only, like, you live here. They can only, and I'm like, well, you've got a point there, but, they can terraform a planet like Elon Musk has talked about. But even so, they haven't done it yet. So I'm not saying that they won't. I'm not saying that, he's right or he's wrong. But, it's very interesting to think about. And again, we're talking about a man that, is from Egypt, born in Egypt. He's full Muslim. You know, he goes to the prayer. He does the prayer, you know, during work hours. When he has to pray, he'll ask to be excused so he can pray. He's very, very devout. And again, he's not one of these guys like that you see about the angry Muslims or anything like that. He's not like that at all, from what I have noticed. And again, he's assuring us that, first of all, the people over there in those countries, they understand what's going on. A lot of you people might think, oh, well, the Muslims, they don't understand. The Islam people, the Taliban. Like, I mean, even people like that that we would consider extremists, they are very much aware of what's going on in Davos. Now, I'm not defending the Taliban at any cost. But what I am saying is they understand, too, what is going on. You know, everybody in those countries, they understand that there are very powerful men that are trying to use technology to take over the world. That they want to control us. They want to control our thinking. They want to control our banking. They want to control what we say. They want to control what we do. And this is a man telling me straight up, no, God will not allow this. This will not happen. Not in a thousand years, not in a million years. And, again, that just left me with kind of a sense of awe. It's like, you know, maybe he's right. I mean, again, I'm not a religious guy, but if there's an intervention that happens, if there is some kind of, thing like this that happens that changes it, if something like a black swan event, it's the first time I heard it was TFM, but I know he wasn't the first person to coin it. But if something like that should happen, then yeah, by all means, I'm for it. So yeah, I've been wandering around here. I'm basically just showing you guys the game, which is fine. But I had some things I had to talk about, and that I felt was very poignant. I mean, I am a little tired. I was pretty much a live wire last night, and a lot of that energy has died down. So, that's unfortunate, but it happens. You know, I can be a live wire during the show, you know, and then after that, on the Grim Rants into the Heaven stuff, or Grim Plays, or whatever I'm going to call this. Yeah, I kind of dial it back a little bit. Still have things to talk about, but not on the level of the show. That being said, what did you guys think of Empress? She didn't say a whole lot to the end, you know, when we got into that discussion about her belief that humanity can unite and change the course of the world with AI. It's kind of a little different than what, you know, my friend had said. The gentleman I was working with. But it's kind of different compared to what he had said. But yeah, it's still good to see that there are people out there in the world that believe that something can be done about this, right? And of course, I even said in my response to Empress that I don't believe there's anything that can be done. Well, now I'm starting to maybe think just a little bit differently about that, because maybe there is something that can be done. Maybe there are people willing to fight what we consider definitely a good fight. I don't want to be controlled by these horrible people that, you know, want to, like, I mean, yeah, this is going to go on YouTube, but, you know, they've engineered a thing to wipe out a lot of people, and according to the Davos meeting, they wanted to create something even worse, you know, that was 20 times more powerful. that would kill a lot of people that we, you know, we love and cherish in this world. So, if there are, you know, men and women out there that don't want such a thing to happen, I salute you, you know, because, I mean, I don't want it to happen. I would like to see a day when things kind of return into a state of proper normalcy. Instead of things being normalized, I'd like to see things being normal. You know, I would kind of like to see things go back a little bit. You know, we talk about the AI and stuff like that, but what if we could have, in a sense, relationships where, I mean, I'm not saying for everybody, because some people have their own thing, but what if things could go back to that era where, you know, relationships were a little different and people did value each other and there wasn't this fight over marriage and, I mean, over divorce, you know? Maybe they're, and men weren't judged necessarily by the size of their wallet, you know, but by the character they had. The same as women, you know? I mean, there were always, even in my time, there were always young women that you wanted to avoid. That's just how it goes. That's nothing against them. That's just how life is. There's people that you want to avoid on in both sexes. And there wasn't 10 million people trying to be 10 million different things. There was just men and women, right? And it would be nice to see, you know, a kind of return to that normalcy, right? I'd like to see it. I'd like to see, even though we are an adult content channel mostly, I would like to see a lot of that gone back underground. Because I liked it when it was niche. I liked it when not everybody's fetishes were all over the internet. Now, we won't be able to put all of the fetishes back in the box. But what we can do is shut up about them a little bit, you know, as the world changes a little bit. We're just not going to be so out in the open about these kinds of things. I mean, to our partners, yes, but we shouldn't be telling everybody on the internet what our fetishes are and things like that. Unless you are like a fetish content person and that's your thing. Like Howard Stern, for example, a guy like that who was all about, you know, that kind of depravity and stuff. Well, we knew his program was for mature audiences, right? His program wasn't just on social media, you know? It wasn't just on the Instagrams or the TikToks where the people are doing, like, depraved things. And I have nothing against people exploring their sexuality in that way. It just shouldn't be a mainstream thing. It shouldn't be a thing that all the young men and women are doing. And I know that young men and women have been experimenting for many, many years as well. You know, that's gone on since the dawn of time. But what I am saying is that it wasn't just so mainstream and open that I recall. That's just me. Alright. I just like things to be, again, a little bit normal. Not so crazy. I don't like the idea that the people that want to control us are just having these nice little meetings and talking about all of it right on the internet. Yep, this is how we're going to do it. Don't you think that's a great idea? Yeah, we'll control them like this. We'll control them like that. Oh, it's all for freedom and democracy and liberty. But no, it's neither of those things, folks. They do not want you to have freedom, democracy, or liberty. They don't want you to have any ability to vote at all or make any decisions. That's true. We've already seen by their actions. Words are meaningless without action, and that's what they've shown us with their action. Their character has told us all we need to know about them. Back down the stairs, just below the... Oh, there's a clog I've got to clear. Sorry, I've gotten so much into the conversation here, or the... Well, the discussion... I mean... I've gotten so much into that I'm not focusing on the game. Alright, so here we go. But these people, they absolutely do want to deprive you of your freedoms and your rights as human beings. We don't just say Americans or, you know, whatever country you're from. We say everybody on this planet. Because these Davos people, these elites, they're multinational. A lot of people say, oh, it's just the Jews. Like, there sure might be Jewish people there, but that's not all the people that are there. There's Jewish, there's Germans, there's Swedish, there's Norwegians, there's Irish, there's Scottish, there's, you know, there's all kinds of people. There's, I mean, again, Americans, Canadians, you know, a bunch of different countries. It's not just Jewish people. Sure, they're there, but there's other people there as well. And yes, Klaus Schwab is a heinous man. He is a villain. But, he's not going to be put to a stop. And even if he is put to a stop, here's the thing, guys. Even if he is put to a stop, there's already somebody behind him. His sons or his daughters or... Hey, just don't think just because she has titties that she's not going to be evil. I'm sorry. I know there's some people that were going crazy over Kim Jong-un's sister, I believe. But nah, that woman is going to be just as vile as anything. And trust me, it doesn't matter, man nor woman, if their blood is tainted in evil, they're going to remain evil. That's just how that is. And I definitely consider Klaus Schwab and his ilk to be tainted in evil. I don't think they're good people. I don't think they want the best for us. I definitely don't think they want freedom for us. And of course they'll say, oh, this is conspiracy and conjecture and lies and falsehoods and fake news and all these other little buzzwords they have now. The Grim Lord is lying to you. What have I got to benefit from a lie? I'm worried about my own self, right? I'm literally a person that doesn't have a whole lot to lose, you know? So, I mean, there's nothing that I can gain by lying to you and telling you falsehoods and making you scared. I'm not even trying to put fear in people. I'm just trying to prepare people. But again, the gentleman I talked to, he said, you know, God will not allow it. And maybe that's the kind of faith that we need to have. You know, in all the preparedness that you can do, faith might be the strongest method of preparation that you can have. And maybe TFM would differ on this, but that's fine because, you know, just because I, you know, consider myself kind of like a... What is that? Like I was like more of a student of his, I guess you could say, where, you know, I'd watch the shows and talk and discuss with him and learn, you know, all these different things. But as I got older... And I guess you say, I guess a little wiser and started, you know, thinking for myself. And I was like, well, hold on now. Sure, that's one person's idea of things. But my idea of things is a little different. And of course, everybody has their own ideas. People are going to differ. Nobody's going to say the same about everything. Doomsaying doesn't help anyone. But preparation does. It's hope for the best, prepare for the worst, right? So I've got to fix a clog. We can just get Mario. He's a plumber, right? You know, these horrible man wants us to eat bugs. I don't want to eat bugs. You know, I was eating my food stuffs today, and there were a bunch of ants on the table. I didn't find them appetizing, Mr. Slaw, but you know, they didn't feel like they would melt in my mouth like an M&M. You know, they just felt like they would be crawling, like they would just crawl all over me. Yeah, ants, definitely not my thing. Spiders, definitely not my thing. I don't want to eat bugs. Don't want to eat crickets. I'm not a lizard. They might eat crickets, you know, if the lizard theory is true. Some of them might eat crickets. But I don't eat crickets. I don't like crickets. I don't want to eat cicadas. Yes, there's going to be 1,000 of them. This is some weird cicada event that goes on this year. People are like, oh, it's the end of the world, you know, because the Bible talked a lot about cicadas, which it did. However, that event's been going on longer than the Bible. So again, we don't want to say that it's the last days, but it's certainly starting to feel like there's a real change in humanity that I don't think a lot of people are going to like. It's a real change in the world at large that I don't think a lot of people are going to like. And of course, whatever faith you have, probably a good idea to hold on to it. Crazy though, I was kind of singing the praises of AI waifus and stuff, and then of course I see how the evil elite overlords are going to use them to manipulate people, which I knew was coming anyway. I did say there could be, you know, some sort of a payment, monthly payment thing, but it's gonna be a little worse than that. Thank you. want these are just everywhere because they make it easy to not lose health. Man, these guys die or they just... Yeah, I'm basically meleeing through people, but I don't like the spell that you're given. Oh. Oh, I didn't know you could burn those. Oh, I'm out of magic. It slowly heals up. Okay. Feels like a pretty good game, though, I have to say. Got a checkpoint. You know, 3D Realm's still making great classic games. That was your health. The blue one was magic. I guess I can't. Okay. Because, yeah, you can't go through there. That's on the other side of it. Health potion. Alright. I thought health potions would be blue, not purple. That's so weird. I went through here already. Do that. Somehow or another, I've gotten stuck in this area. Well, hold on, let's see. Again. Some armor over there. Maybe I could. Hmm. why they gotta put bug patches on this game for idiots like me that are trying to. Damn. I can't. But it looks like those. See, it looks like they're wore out. Like I might be able to burn them or something. Ah, I can't. It's cool though. Got some gold over there. Well, ammunition is full. I only have the weapon. See how to lower that, right? Anyway, it's just a little confusing. I'm sure there's more interesting areas here in Graven, but I literally have no idea where the fuck I'm going, and all I've been told is that I have to clear up a rather grave clog beneath the city. How can I trigger the Pete safely with only my staff? Maybe I did it already. Let me leave this area and go back. That's that area. A map would be nice. Alright, cool. So I got rid of them. Can't light a torch? Wow. I don't even know what the problem is. It's very confusing. Like, I'd have to literally go look at a walkthrough, find out, okay, that's where I was supposed to go. It's a little confusing, I'll admit. nothing there. Under the city. I don't know. There should be like a broken switch somewhere. I've probably gone past it a million times. Because I didn't know what it was. See, there's checkpoint reached. Oh, it's a bird. I wonder what happens if you hit it. Nothing. Just looks at you. Like, what the hell are you doing? I don't know what I'm doing. Because it doesn't literally tell me. You see? I can't go anywhere. And we've been over here. Might be able to burn those bodies on the I think I know where I need to go now. Remember all those bodies in that one part? That's probably what the clog was. I need to get over there too. So that just brings me back to the beginning. I just gotta find out where that spot was, where all the bodies were. Right. here?
Yeah, this is it.
I keep thinking you gotta do something with this, but... Because this is probably where the clog is that they're talking about. Okay. One corpse pile remaining. All right, that was easy enough to understand. Wasn't smart, and I lost some gold. I gained some gold, not as much as I lost. Pile of corpses is, though. That's the thing. We have one corpse pile. Now we gotta find the other one. There it is. So we're gonna drag that all the way down here? Shit. All right, hold on. I don't know where I was gallivanting to. But, let's see. So we know where the... All right, so we know where the barrels are. Come on. Grim, you can figure this shit out. Yep. Sorry. Grab a barrel. Oh, we can run with the barrel, thank goodness. I don't know if I want to jump with the barrel, though. Can I jump with the barrel? Ooh, I can jump with the barrel. It hurts me, but not the barrel. That is an explosive barrel. If you jumped with that motherfucker in real life, you'd be gone. Fucking gunpowder, I guess. Go? Or is this back to the... No. Okay, this is back to the beginning. Alright, so I went the wrong way. I know where I need to go, though. I gotta go through the gate. Can't go through that one. There's a dead guy in it. Probably can burn him out of the way, but I'm being lazy. Can't go through there. Can't go up there. You can't go through there. Can't remember how I got up there, but I'm gonna figure it out. Don't tell me I'm back at the beginning again of the wrong one. Yeah, I'm probably at the wrong one. I'm at the wrong one. Damn! A map would be nice. You know, go to places you've already explored, that sort of thing. Kind of what games do nowadays. Let's see. Yep, that's way out. Not go back to there. Okay, we just gotta find out where it is. Right here. Quest completed. Get me mallet, just in case there's any, stragglers that come out of the woodwork. Arr, you're not leaving here alive! Motherfucker, you wanna bet? Glad those clogs have finally cleared up, but you smell just like them. Go on in. Cuff arrow, a wrist-mounted crossbow, good accuracy and damage for its size. Ooh, okay. A convict clergy? I don't know if I should bow or have you arrested, but I'm not in a position to do either. You're not from here and aren't sick. You want to reach the library? Tough luck. We're besieged on all fronts heading that way. You can't get out while that plagued horde is beating down upon us. I'm not fit to venture out, but someone with either of your talents stands a chance. The old sunken lighthouse. Refuel it from the storage towers nearby. Light it. We might stand a chance if we can draw some away from the gate. If you need supplies, talk to the blacksmith. Dude, we're not gonna just fucking waste arrows either. Good way to get small coin. Got you. Missing a head, missing some hands. Missing a lot of shit, right? Pumpkins and smash, okay. That is a very unique staff. I'm not trying to pick up the man. I mean, just don't throw your cup to the ground when you're done, okay? Don't bother asking, there's no work left around here. What? 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 Is everybody deaf? What? 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 Why are you dressed like that? The game is trying to let me pick up people. It needs to fix that. It's letting me pick up people. Ooh! Iron tip. Can't afford to buy an iron tip for 400 gold. Now, if I hadn't died, I'd have more gold. But at least I know where to get an iron tip now. Make my staff even deadlier. Spawn point reached. Okay. It's loading. Why not? Damn. Really? I mean, you could do that with chairs, but... I don't know, like, I figured you could grab those, right? Because they're like health things, but no. Nothing. Are you lifting? Let's see here. Nope, can't lift any of that stuff. All right, so what about this? Can I burn it? No, it would burn by now. Nope. Fortunately, I can't get over there. But I think I can get under here. Can't pass any of that. Okay. Oh, seems I can go further down. Maybe. Well, I'm in the lice slough now. Alright, well, I think that's all I'm gonna do for now. I mean, it's interesting. It's not as fun as Hexen 2, which, if you don't remember Hexen 2, definitely play that. Graphics might be a little outdated. You could probably get some mods to make them look better. But Hexen 2 was kind of a little more interesting than this. I don't know. You seem to get lost a lot, and I don't know. There's not a whole lot of interesting stuff happening. Like, I don't know if I have to get further in, but, I mean, I've already spent like an hour and a half, and just nothing really awesome has happened yet. It shows signs of promise, but so far, like, not really seeing, not knowing what dungeons I'm to traverse makes it a little difficult. And not saying that Hexen 2 held your hand, because it didn't. But you pretty much kind of walked around and found shit out. And this one just seems to be kind of, I don't know. It's a little bit more labyrinthine than I like. I'm just not used to that much of a labyrinth in a labyrinth design. It's a big maze. And it's not that fun. There's not a whole lot of, it feels like there's something missing. But at any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I'll see you guys next time on, I guess, Grim Plays Graven. But we'll play something else.